And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So when you ring and Bill goes, "G'day, it's Bill from Geelong."
Hi.
All Bill from Geelong needs to say is, "I'm at the Cremorne punting and drinking." Well, we don't want any hello.
Unfortunately, you can't do that, but yeah,
well,
in the garden.
Normally
yeah,
what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Fat, so yep. If you try and say hello to us, you'll be buzzed out.
Righto. And we got very good prizes, Jim. Oh, TaylorMade, yes. The Response Tour golf ball.
Tour Response golf ball,
well, yes. And the TaylorMade Trust Putter.
Trust Putter, the best equipment. Dustin Johnson in front in the tour championship. Magnificent.
He had the putter the other day,
beautiful.
Maybe not the Trust Putter, but one of the TaylorMade ones, Jim.
Right.
Okay, let's go to Inverlee. Nice little township hamlet. And talk to Tilly.
Just at the footy club doing a welcome bee, boys.
Hey, Tilly, do you know what your name is famous in a great Australian movie? Do you know which one it is?
No, I don't. Can you tell me, BT?
Last Cab to Darwin, mate. You were the footballer that I said,
Tilly.
Too late, Tilly. You can't fit into the team this week.
It took you 37 takes.
That was 82 takes, and he did it in one.
Hey, Tell, what's happening at the Inverlee?
Was that also the one where you said, BT, was that also the one where you said, where, who are you?
Yes, Tilly. Yeah. I'm Tilly from Unadada.
Probably don't jump in, Damo, because you're a couple of seconds late. Tell us, what's happening at the Inverlee Footy Club, the Working Bee? What are we doing there today?
Well, Bill, I'm actually a Geelong West Giant, and I'm cleaning some dunnies at the moment.
Oh, good on you. The old Geelong West.
You used to have a very grumpy policeman at Inverlee.
Yeah, it catches you every time going.
It used to be very grumpy about it too, Bill. But that was years ago.
He caught a lot of blokes, Jim. He used to hide there near the bridge. Righto, Tills. Which four Victorian teams are currently sitting in the top eight?
Geelong.
Good.
Richmond. St Kilda. And the Bulldogs.
No, Till. Tim's out there. He's in Doreen. Timmy?
Just been washing the dishes, actually, Bill.
That joke's made you laugh for 25 years, isn't it? And there's really nothing funny about it.
What was the joke? I missed it.
Yeah. Tim's in Doreen. And Bill goes, like the juvenile half-wit.
You missed the pride.
Missed it, but I got it for a second.
Good on you, Timmy. Do you know the four Victorian teams in the top eight?
Saints would be one, Richmond, Geelong, and Collingwood.
Well done. Bang. Number two, Greater Western Sydney, or the Giants. Jake Riccardi, no relation to Peter, was the round 14 AFL rising star. How many goals has he kicked in three games? The boy from Werribee.
He kicked four, I reckon, the night he got the rising star.
Okay, we'll go through them all.
Maybe nine.
Oh, bad luck, Timmy boy.
Around 15, by the way, Bill.
Right. Michael in Warrigal. Okay, Mickey.
Just pouring some concrete on a Saturday morning, boys.
Oh, what do you got? What thickness are you going?
156 BT and a little bit of 32 MPA.
You've got some heavy vehicles coming over that.
The driveway, yeah.
It is. It's the start of the driveway, the crossover. So, yeah, nice and strong, boys.
A crossover.
What size bar you got in it?
bit of F82 BT on the bar chair. So.
Very nice.
Shackle pin. Michael, great. The Giants, Jake Riccardi, around 15, NAB rising star. How many goals has he kicked in three games there, my friend?
Bit of a guess, Bill. Four.
No, he kicked four in one game. Yeah. Let's go to Stu. Hello, Stu.
Downloading some movies, guys.
Yeah, what? Looking at movies.
Downloading.
Downloading.
Oh, what kind of movies?
Yeah.
Oh, just the Marvel stuff.
Marvel. Your Thor.
They're the movies
your
you want.
Thor.
Marvel movies are the best.
Not Debbie does. Righto, Stu.
Oh, Bill.
Come on, Bill.
That's old one, that one. It was in the old beta, Brian.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No one knows what you're talking about.
I do. Giants, Jake Riccardi, that rising star. How many goals he kicked in three games, Stu Balls?
Yeah, we'll go seven.
It's not the hardest question going around,
really,
but we can't get it.
No.
Chris in Point Lonsdale. Very nice down there, Chrissy boy.
Just cleaning the pool.
Oh, nice. Got a pool and all at Point Lonsdale.
Did you know Murray Shapner? He used to be the lighthouse keeper down there, Point Lonsdale.
Yeah, Chapo.
Yeah.
Chapo. Chapo.
Yeah.
And Barry Stoneham, he walk up and down the streets. He's always at Lonnie.
Yeah, big bazaar.
And David Macca would have built your house.
We're going to go through every resident at Point Lonsdale.
How many goals has Jake Riccardi kicked in three games?
I guess it's six, maybe.
Oh, geez. It's not six. It's not seven. It's not nine. Brent in Templestowe.
Just building a cubby for my daughter.
Cubby? What? Treated pine? Or you?
I only started it last week, BT.
What size?
2.5 by 1,500.
Okay. Got windows and little things.
You got boys and girls.
It's got one, but it bloody fell out the other night when the wind was up. So, yeah, no good.
Boys or girls, if you've got his kids?
Three girls.
Yeah, got one little girl.
Yeah, mate. And
a new boy.
Sink in there.
Yeah, get a safety.
Yeah, all right, bro. Oh, yeah, bro.
I have a
Brent.
No, because they like to play, at parties.
Jake Riccardi has kicked how many goals in three games? Not seven or
kicked,
six?
He's kicked eight.
Yes! Righto, number three is a...
Only on the question three.
Yeah. Well, mate, it wasn't the hardest question. We had eight blokes couldn't guess eight goals until
I knew it straight off the bat.
Okay, mate. All right.
Oh, don't have to go over.
Now, we've got the lifelines here. You've got Hub Damo, you've got Brownlow Brian, and you've got Dancing Duck. Okay. This year's grand final will be played at the Gabba. Can you name the two key ends of the ground by their street names? Ooh, at the Gabba.
Don't bother coming to me.
Righto. You got that? Who... Do you want to go, Brent, or you want to use the boys?
I'll go the King.
Or the Duck.
Well, I do know one, Stanley.
Well, a minute ago you didn't know any. Now you know one.
But I don't know.
I tell you where this is interesting, though, because that is not end-to-end.
That's wing-to-wing.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'll have a guess. Stanley, for some reason, something like Volker.
Oh, have a listen to Duck.
Okay, so his answer is Stanley and Volker. Yes, Volker. Do you agree or not?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Oh, Duck.
Oh, come on, Duck.
Think of Brian. Listen to Brian. He got him out.
I got it wrong.
Oh, how stupid is Duck?
Paul's next. Go, Paul.
First one I got wrong for the year.
Paul.
Yeah, just laying around listening to the radio, actually.
Just laying around, eh?
That's it.
Do something, mate.
This year's grand final will be played at the Gabba. Can you name the two key ends of the ground by street name? And you can use Brian or you can use Hubby Damo.
I know.
I'll use Damo, actually, if that's all right.
Brian! Yes! Bristol!
He's always...
Last again! Righto, Damo. You were up in Queensland for a while.
Yeah, I was. It was Stanley, and unlike what Duck said, the second one is Vulture.
Oh, see, I knew it started with V.
Stanley and Vulture Pool.
I'll take those two.
As I say, they're not the footy ends.
It's incorrect.
It's not like Punt Road in the city end.
It's technical incorrection.
Is it? Exactly. And also, Powderfinger, who are rumoured.
No, they're going to.
Definitely will.
They will.
Half time?
I reckon they will. 100%.
Good. Is it an album or a song?
No, album was called Walter Street.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So that'd be nice for those boys.
It's amazing my merit to know that it started with a V.
That was you trying to act as if you weren't cheating.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all you were doing.
Because you couldn't exactly quite hear whether it was Vulture or Vulture.
Righto, number four. Listen up. Billy Brownless holds the record for the most number of goals kicked at the Gabba. You'd reckon this would come up during the grand final week, won't it?
Wobble you
most
are.
Number of goals, Duck.
Yeah.
Can you name how many he kicked?
I think... I've heard it that many times on the footy show on Sunday. I think it was 13, wasn't it?
Oh, unlucky.
That's way too many.
It could have been.
Way too many.
If I didn't go off at three-quarter time, it might have been. Hey, Joshy.
G'day, boys.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joshy.
Not go with it. G'day. Don't say g'day, Dave.
Yeah, just on the deck, drinking bourbon, having a punt.
How good a day is
that? Why does that word punt just really worry me?
Bourbon deck.
Merboo deck, is it?
All right.
Yeah. Drink responsibly and
always.
And punt.
And don't punt.
No, you're allowed to punt, but punt responsibly.
Oh, is that what it is?
As long as you don't go over your limit, set a limit.
We're going to have to take a break.
We're not. We're only up to question four.
Oh, I know.
And it's me.
And it's gone for 15 minutes.
Billy Brownless.
All right. Well, we'll take a break.
All right. now.
Just hold on to who's your man.
I can Google now.
Old numbnuts. Dave.
Three segments.
All right. So, Dave.
Bring back.
Stay
Dave.
There. We are going to come back and complete the quiz.
Yes, Jim.
Bill Brownless is only halfway through the quiz. Bill.
And we got Dave from Sunbury. Still there, Dave-o?
Oh, I'm here, mate.
Still out in the deck?
Yeah, out in the deck, mate.
Good on you.
He's
breaking up a bit there. Just be careful. Number four. Billy Brownless holds the record for the most number of goals kicked at the Gabba. How many?
My massive Cats man, Bill. Gazza must have missed this day because you've had 27 touches, 14 marks and kicked 11 goals.
11 goals, four, if you don't mind. Good on you, Dave.
I just hard to look it about up, himself.
God.
Well, I don't write the quiz.
No,
you
don't
know
you?
That. You know that. Mm-hmm. Number five is a... Get around him! Oh, Leroy just having a frothy back in the studio. Righto, Dave. The following forwards all played roughly the same amount of games between 269 to 280 games.
That's pretty good.
Yes. Which one was held goalless the least? So didn't score a goal in a game the least amount of times, okay, through their AFL or VFL career. And it was only eight times, okay? So is it A, Doug Wade, B, Tony Lockett, C, Jason Dunstall, or D, Matthew Lloyd?
No, look, we'll go Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, me.
Oh. The lifeline, Brian. We're back to the start.
Okay, just quickly, so, Billy, I wasn't listening.
So they've all played about 280 games.
Doug Wade.
And one of them was held goalless only eight times, the least out of these four.
Both married at the time, Doug.
A, Doug Wade, B, Tony Lockett, C, Jason Dunstall, or D, Matthew Lloyd.
Well, Lloydie's out. To me, this is the obvious one. It's really obvious. You go the best. You go Lockett.
Right.
He'd be the one that I would go for.
Good idea.
And I would say that would... I'm 99.9 on this one, Daniel.
It's actually Dave.
Dave.
Yep.
Dave.
not confident with VT, but I'll go with you.
Brian!
Oh,
no. Come on, Brian.
That's why he's last pick.
Every time
he's last pick.
Scotty, g'day, Scotty.
Is the lifelines open up again now?
No, it's you and Damo.
Yeah, me and Damo.
Well, I'm running.
I'm just getting Billy Brownless burgers ready for work for tonight.
Oh, are you the man with the burger shop that we spoke to on the rush hour?
Yes, yes, it is.
And how are they going? Nice one with the bacon and chicken. Good
well,
burger.
Well, that's what they normally have in them, Bill.
They've been going out the door, Billy. They've been selling like hotcakes, mate.
Hey, good. Just tell the people again where you are.
Bryce's Tavern in Moorabark.
That's right.
Moorabark?
Yeah.
Who's going to Moorabark for a burger?
People who live in Moorabark. They're good burgers, aren't they? They're rippers.
Yes, very good burgers, mate.
Righto, Scotty.
See, I can see myself.
So we can use the lifeline.
You can use the lifeline. So you got Damo or you got the Duck. One of these blokes was held goalless only eight times in their 280 game career. A, Doug Wade. B, Tony Lockett. C, Jason Dunstall. Or D, Matthew Lloyd.
I'll use the Duck.
The Duck.
Oh, and look at Duck trying to frame I don't know.
Yeah. Well, unlike VT, who said he was 99.9% sure on Lockett.
Oh, well, here we go. Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, a guy that you probably never saw a lot of.
I did.
But was at North Melbourne and Geelong. Oh, but I reckon it's Doug Wade.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doug Wade?
Yep.
And both married at the time, Doug.
a lot of people compared him to me, actually.
Well, you know what his nickname was, Doug Wade? Old Puddin. Puddinguts. It was Puddinguts. Remember that farmer down the Goggin to Wade? Oh, beautiful.
Kicked 1,000 goals.
Kicked 1,000, he did. Scotty?
I'll go with Doug Wade.
Yes, well done. Great man, Doug Wade.
We need to find, Luke, I'm giving you a challenge while we're on air, our producer. We need to find that day down at Cadinia Park when the Foss and he told the story about selling the hair care business.
Yeah, the briefcase.
That's the funniest 15 minutes we've ever had on Triple M Footy.
We should do that. Replays of great stories on Triple M Footy. That would be good.
All Doug kept doing while Sam was trying to keep him on track with the story was talk about what they were doing after hours running this business.
We've got a buy coming up.
All the Foss kept doing was saying, now we're both married at the time. All way through.
A very funny man, Doug Wade. He got false teeth and they were too big and they used to fall out. And he bought this farm out the road and he
didn't know how to farm.
No. And he buried something and it went stiff and the
It's like the day I buried money under my barbecue, and I shit myself. It was going to rot, and I dug it up about a week later. I couldn't stand it anymore.
Stupid.
I had it wrapped in lead. And
why would you ever bury money, Bill?
Exactly, you fool's head.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a check.
Number six. Number six, Scotty. How many times has John Coleman held goalless in his 98-game career? Only played 98 games, John Coleman. Kicked 13 in his first. How many times?
12 in his first.
12 in his first.
Well, they miss one. If you go back, I've gone back. how many times was he held goalless?
I'll have a stab, zero.
No, what's
with the held goalless questions?
Yeah.
Well it's just...
Did you get stuck on that page, Bill?
Yeah, Bill writes them, yeah. John. Go, John.
Oh, no.
Well, Johnny. John from Emerald.
Urban on the misses, Duff. Urban on the misses.
Feather on the misses.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, get the question asked.
How many times has John Coleman, John, been held goalless in his 98-game career?
Four, Bill.
No, not four. Oh, no. Where did John Coleman come from, boys?
He come from a country town.
Essendon.
Hastings. Oh, Essendon, Jim. Hastings. Jeez, you bloke. Peter, Williamstown. Go, Pete.
Just finished building a Father's Day gift box out of an old pallet for a mate whose dad passed away 2 days ago.
Oh, good on you. So what have you built? What?
No, just like, you know, just a normal size gift box. It's got a couple of cans of Stomping Ground ale in it, Billy, and Crosini sticks and some other stuff for him to share with his son tomorrow while he's at home, because he can't, obviously, Corona's locked him down in Victoria, mate.
Yeah, so. Good on you, mate.
Well done.
Well done, Pete. Do you know how many times John Coleman was held goalless in his 98 games?
I'll go two times, Billy.
No, sorry, buddy.
Less than that.
Paul from Richmond. It's not naught and it's not two.
No.
Just say a number, Paul.
Well, it could be three.
Just back from bike ride, one.
One,
that's what we like, Bill. Quick.
Yeah, that's it. We're up to seven, Jim.
Oh, no. Half an hour in, he's asked six questions.
A fortnight ago, listen to this quiz question.
Oh, no.
Paul, Damo likes you and they've heard it, old feathers. A fortnight ago, this quiz was hijacked by our callers who all answered with what?
Yes.
Sandy Roberts, Bill.
Oh, bang! Two in a row, Jim.
That was the Sunday footy show.
Yes, it was.
Disgracefully
Lordo.
Making your quiz. Knife.
Knife. Kane.
Calling himself Graham.
Graham from Glenelg.
I'm thinking it's funny. None Chompers. Of them are funny. Chompers. Hey, our man, the Chompers.
Where is Chompers?
Cornsy reckons the Best and Fairest was rigged.
Which
Best and Fairest?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Hitz thinks it was rigged.
Ah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. There's a lot that...
hello, Rob.
They look at the votes and just see if he wants to stay next year or we have to pay him. If he wins the Best and Fairest, he gets a nice payment.
Wouldn't be too many out there that haven't been.
That's why I never won one.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Can... What are we doing? Where are...
Fat.
Well,
you don't even know where you're at in your own quiz.
Eight.
Question.
That's what we needed. So we back. Oh, Damo. You got Damo to use, okay?
And BT. He's back in, is he?
No, Brian got it wrong, I think. I don't know. I've lost.
Yeah, you've completely lost.
Can you name the four players, this is a good question, who led Carlton's goal kicking between 1981 and 1984, and they were all from WA?
Oh, yeah.
Four players. 81, 82, 83, 84.
Oh, I'll go for the Damo, please.
Damo.
This is going to be a complete guess here. Bizzusto?
Or the Buzz.
Buzz.
Yes.
The Buzz would have been one of them, wouldn't he, I reckon?
Yeah.
We saw him over there and he was selling stuff out of the boat.
And been in a good paddock. he'd been in mine and Brian's paddock.
I'm going to go with, this is the one I'm worried about, Ditchburn.
Well,
Rossy Ditchburn.
He was a good player. Kick goals,
Damo, can't pluck that.
He was an old man, even though he's young.
Damo reckons I cheat.
I think he was a Claremont boy, too.
Ross Ditchburn. I'm going to go, if you do recall at the time, Ken Hunter was a famous
The King Ken Hunter.
You're a cheat.
Also a Claremont boy. Forward.
But he played down back.
And I do know...
Played down
and
back.
I do know he played up forward because it was referenced when he was recently named a Hall of Famer. So that's there's three.
Yeah.
If you get this next one, Damo, you're
Well, think of the Claremont Football Club.
The big lanky.
You've lost
the big
respect,
lanky bloke.
Here we go.
You lost all respect, mate.
Warren Ralph.
Oh. There you go.
Ralphie.
Three of the four of them from the Tigers, where they breed them nice and tough.
All WA boys and four of them, but I reckon Hunter played down back. But what do you think, Paul?
Ditchburn's the worry. Ditchburn's the worry in those answers.
Righto, Damon. Paul?
No, I reckon I'll go with Billy, Ditchburn, Bezosto and Ralph.
No, but there's four of them.
There's four of them.
Pizzasto again.
Oh, no.
Oh, he wants Pizzasto twice.
He wants Pizzasto twice.
What does that say?
No.
Bill's fault.
Come on, fat.
That's that dopey Paul. Adzi, Adam's there.
It's on the lawns.
On the lawns. Victor, yeah, two-stroke, like Brian.
Of course you are.
The one.
Right, fat.
Brian's nickname.
Brian.
Oh, Victor.
Fat, what's the question? Seriously, this has gone for 40 minutes, this thing.
Not that funny, really, Bill.
Shut up, Victor. Adam, how many... name the four players who led Carlton's goal-kicking table between 81 and 84, and everyone's back in.
Oh, well, Damo, man. You can take
Damo went with Bezosto, Ditchburn...
Bezosto, Ditchburn, Hunter, and Ralph.
Right.
Okay, the king.
Yep, I... Yep.
Yeah, well done, Damien. That was very good.
They all had something in common.
From WA.
And?
Left footers?
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. Right. What?
Two arms and two legs?
Just a little windy.
Ken Hunter.
Ken Hunter. Oh,
Ken Hunter's the most courageous footballer.
No, you're right. I forgot about him.
Ken Hunter.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Toughest.
He was the toughest. You're right.
Just because they come from WA and kick goals.
If anyone out there thinks that was me that said that.
If he's listening.
Don't even think that was me. That was someone else. I've been set up again.
Number nine.
Oh, Bill.
Adam. Seriously. In which 2 years did Gary Ablett Jr. win the Brownlow Medal? Are you there?
Yep, I'm there.
Get on a phone that we can hear you.
Yeah, he's on the lawnmower.
Leroy.
Get rid of him.
Come on, Leroy.
Leroy. Oh, jeez.
He dropped out, unfortunately.
Mark's there. McLeod, gay. Marco!
Just cleaning the pool.
Everyone's cleaning the pool.
You've got a nice day, Bill.
Well, the weather's
starting to
heat
up.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
Yeah. All right. Come on, get the quiz finished, fat.
Thank you, Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes, he has been seen, tells us the weather's clearing up.
Who was your pool built by?
Paul Vanderhaar.
Shane Cantwell. Who was it?
Aaron Hamill. Come on, get your question.
Gary Ablett won the Brownlow. What years?
2009 and 2013.
Well done to number 10. Here we go 10. For the Taylor Mead. Golf balls, they're good, and the Trust putter. Essendon hold the record for the greatest comeback in VFL AFL history, round 16, 2001 against North Melbourne.
I didn't play, Bill.
I didn't ask that.
It wasn't
Duck.
About you, Duck.
How many points were they down midway through the second quarter? Greatest comeback ever.
Was it 39 points?
No, Mark, it wasn't. It was more than that. G'day, John from Mentone. Welcome to the show. Hope you're enjoying it.
Just feeding the lawn, Bill.
Feeding the chicken. What's the greatest comeback?
72 points.
No, wrong. Bad luck. Pete in Gladstone Park. Hello.
Pete, hello.
Yeah,
hello,
painting Pete. The patio, mate. Yep, painting the patio.
Patio. Good on you. The greatest comeback ever. How many points?
61.
Oh, no. Nick in Belgrave.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Got a little joke. Nick in Belgrave.
If we ever...
Just
Puffing
went for
Billy.
A run, boy.
Been for a run. Have you been on Puff? You must live next to Puff and Billy.
Oh, just because he lives in Belgrave.
Oh, well, I'm not far from it, boys.
Oh, it's a generalisation.
Greatest ever comeback.
Well, I'm an Essendon supporter, so yeah. 69 points.
69!
There it is!
Yes! Thanks to McDonald's. Is that the McDonald's drums? I reckon it is.
Look at that. Who was that from Monageda coming up next?
Oh, it was. Dean.
Dino.
But well done, Nick. You have won the TaylorMade Tour Response Golf Balls, the Trust Putter. Thanks to our good friends at TaylorMade.
31 minutes.
Is that all?
A record.
Bill, that's why this thing is in its death throes.
Good.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So we've had one that went for the best part of 40 minutes.
Yes, Jim.
And we've had another couple that have gone for over half an hour. Mm. And that's probably 20 minutes too long for a segment that most people don't enjoy.
Very popular.
So let's get it right today with some real driving from the host.
Yes. Who's that?
That's you.
Oh, me. Yeah, welcome. Hello and welcome to the quiz.
You're the centrepiece, Bill.
The Saturday Rub. We've got a question about that coming up, Brian. And, of course, the prizes, Jim. That's why they ring. TaylorMade Tour Response Golf Balls and also the Truss Putter, which is worth about $300 or $400, if you don't mind. We go to Brendan in Rye. Hey, Brendo.
Painting my architraves and skirting, Bill.
Ooh, what colour? A cream, an off-white, a
no,
beige?
No, it's a half lexicon.
Have you taped up?
I have taped up. I've actually got the tape in my hand right now, BC.
Oh, very good. Half lexicon. What?
Yeah. Half what colours? Lexicon.
Yeah,
that's
what colours?
That's a white.
All right.
Well, why didn't you
just
say white?
Yeah, just go with the white, Brendan.
Oh,
just
come on,
trying
man.
To be... Righto.
It's different colours.
In white. Today's game, Brendo, between North Melbourne and Freo. Wowee, what a beauty. Looking forward to it. North supporters hoping they lose so they get the first pick. That's what I'm hearing.
Never had the number one pick.
Well, that's what they're hoping today. Which player plays his 250th games and how many times has he been named All-Australian?
Oh, I've got no idea on that one. I'm a Tiger fan, so
He's a big player. He's a big player.
Yeah, have a guess.
Goldstein.
Oh, well done. And how many All-Australians there?
Three.
Bad luck, Brendo. Back to the painting for you. Gav's there in Sunbury. Gavin?
Just finished work. About to have a Richard Gere.
A beer. Good on you. Where are you working, Gav?
I work down on the wharf, Billy.
Oh, got any golf clubs or you got? What do you got for us?
Never ask a wharfie where he works, Bill.
righto, Gabby.
Just before you go, do they actually tie boats up? Do you actually throw the rope onto the pontoon and they tie it up? Or is it all done automated?
Depends on the weather.
Depends on the river. If it's rain, automatically, I think it is, Brian. Oh,
they've got suction caps, BT, for some of them, mate.
Oh, right. Oh, there you go. Thank you, Gav. Todd Goldstein, how many All-Australians?
One.
Yes. Only one, Jim. You don't like that. Todd's only All-Australian once.
Right, should be this year.
Play well multiple years to get.
You know what he's had? 8,000 hitouts. Only the second player ever to have.
Behind Big Sandy.
Yeah. 8,000
hitouts. The All-Australian this year, Goldie.
He's got the feathers too. They're going. Ooh, he's got the little side over comb over like KB. Gavin, number two, what is the official date and starting time for the 2020 AFL Grand Final? Melbourne time, AEDT.
Well, date first.
Gav?
Hello?
Yeah, no.
Hello. 28th of October.
Nah. I can tell he works on the wharf.
Sharpen up,
Bill,
Leroy.
He's a bit.
Need to be a bit wary of that part of the world.
Righto, Michael in McKinnon.
You can get lost in the back of a boot real easy. Even you.
Mate, I got wharfie mates. We're all wharfie mates.
They can tuck you into the boot very comfortably.
Me and Duck know a few down that way. Well, Michael McKinnon.
On my way to Bunnings to get a fly screen.
You can't be.
He's a tradie. Tradies can go.
Yeah. Click and collect, guy.
Click and collect.
I went into Bunnings the other day down at Geelong. I got lost.
When do you think we'll be able to go back there? I need to go.
I need to go too as well.
Well, you just wait, boys. Just wait. Just do what everyone else is doing. And mask up and wait.
That's it, Bill.
the official date and starting time, please. AEDT. What does that stand for, Doug?
Australian Eastern Standard Time, Bill.
24th of October.
Yeah.
I believe it's a 6:30 start.
Well,
Melbourne, is that what you're saying?
What did I say? AEDT.
Okay, good point.
Yes.
Thank you. Move on, Bill.
Jamie's there in Faulkner.
Making a few donations to the tab, boys.
Good on you. Got something today, big day of racing today. Give me one.
Give you one? Fierce Impact. In the main one.
Surely there's something better than the races on.
Nah, it's a good day today, Brian. They're all the good horses are coming back. Righto, JMO. The official date and starting time for the 2020 AFL Grand Final AEDT.
That'd be the 24th of October at 7:30 p.m.
Well done.
There we are.
And they're going to extend the half-time break. Is that right, Brian? For the
Oh, by the way, got a little little rumour on the entertainment.
Yes. Yeah.
Been a lot of talk about Powderfinger.
Well, you said they were over the line.
Well, you had one last week.
Yes. Well, there's been a lot of talk about Powderfinger, and Powderfinger have come out and actively
said no.
Well, my information is...
What? He's whispering.
Whispering Brian.
If the AFL were to reconsider the package...
Oh, I love
the
it.
The spondula.
What, more? We want more.
More. They require more to get Powderfinger over the line.
Wow, all right.
And Killer's got more. Right. Powderfinger want... touch more.
Mike Brady's there, which is great. It's great to have him on board.
Yeah, he's a ripper, and he'll be there. And
won't have to give him any more.
Gazali in there.
He won't require any more.
Let him show him your heart. Number three is a... Leroy's onto it. Leroy is onto it.
Are we only up to question three?
Yes. Well, Brian's told us some bloody rumour that's not true.
No, it is.
I'll send a piece. Fremantle coach JL, as I like to call him, or Justin Longmuir, brother is Troy, okay? He played at three AFL clubs. Mm. Name the three that Troy played at.
And you've got 3 seconds.
Jamie?
Lifeline.
Yeah. It is a lifeline. Sorry. You got not the centrepiece, Brian. You got Hubbing Damo or just Donald Duck?
Go my own. Melbourne Freo Carlton.
You know what they do, Bill? Oh, they use the lifeline, pretending they're going with a pipe, but they're actually looking it up themselves.
Well, Leroy's got to be on this. Yeah, but well done, Damon.
He did that well.
He did.
He did.
Who was the last? Oh, thank you, Damon. Who was the last captain to be dropped? Here we go. Prior to this week's omission of giant skipper Stephen Coniglio, it's Italian for rabbit. Was it A, Stephen King, B, Nathan Van Berlo, was it C, Lance Whitnell, or was it D, John Worsfold?
One, two,
Nathan Van Berlo.
Three.
No, bad luck. Bad luck. Was it Nathan Peter in Montana?
Walk around the block, fat.
Just walk around the block with the doll or just on your own, mate?
No, just by myself.
Yeah, old mates McGee. Yeah.
On his own, fat. Oh, Pete.
Huffing a bit.
Who was the last captain to be dropped? Was it A, Stephen King, B, Nathan Van Berlo, C, Lance Whitnell, or D, John Worsfold?
Just lifeline?
No, it's not.
No. And you've got three seconds.
One, Stephen King.
Two. No, not that either.
Fat. We've got to take a break.
No, we're only up to question four.
We're taking a break. You halfway
started.
What the hell's going on with your quiz?
Good, I can eat my Maccas. And we've got a new ruling, Brian. Yes. Tougher on the buzzer. You only get 3 seconds, and then Leroy will buzz you out. And welcome back to the Triple M Sunday afternoon trivia quiz. And you're with trivia buff Billy.
You back announced your own segment.
Yes, Jim.
I think that should read Boof. Puffing trivia Boof.
Have we spoke to Brendan?
Oh, no, you don't even know who your guest is.
Are you Brendan?
Just out of trouble, boys, but I wasn't on before the break.
He wasn't on before the break. You've thrown to the wrong bloke.
No, we got rid of the bloke before the break.
Oh, no.
Who was on before the break?
What the hell?
Oh, no.
This is a train wreck.
Oh, Leroy.
I've got ready to go here, Brendan. I don't know. Who was the poor bloke? Anyway, ring Bill, back. We might put him up the order.
You've lost a bloke during an ad break.
That's right, Jim. Brendan, welcome. What are you doing, Brendan?
Just stayed out of trouble, Billy.
Good on you, buddy.
Oh, my God.
Number four. Who was the last captain to be dropped? Was it Stephen King A, B, Van Berlo, C, Lance Whitnell, or D, John Worsfold?
I did some Googling. I think it's John Worsfold.
How about that? John Worsfold. That's a long time ago. That's 90s.
From what I'm reading, it was a final.
Mickey Moldhouse did it.
It was a final.
Right, Damo, what was it? I knew you'd know.
Dropped him for a final.
Yeah, Mickey Moldhouse did it.
Oh, well, obviously.
It was a very controversial moment in that club's history.
Wow.
Obviously, Mick did it because he was the only coach to coach to Woosha.
Bruce Monteith in a granny? Yeah,
he sat on the bench.
Yes, but
he wasn't coming back from a broken leg.
Well, at the end of his career, he was, Damo.
Hadn't played for about 4 weeks, I think.
That's controversial at the time. Yeah, I wasn't captain of the club.
Remember Malcolm Blight put Mark Bairstow and Paul Couch on the bench?
Mm-hmm.
You can't remember that.
No,
right.
Okay.
No, right. Yeah. No.
All right, question five.
Five is a...
Get around him!
So you've still got all the boys here.
This could go into a third ad break.
Not the centrepiece. You got Hubbing and you got Donald. Righto, number five. There have been 10 players to have played at least one AFL game for both North Melbourne and for Fremantle.
There's been plenty.
There's been 10 players to have played at least. You're running the quiz now, eh? You don't shut up. You know what's coming your way.
Well, you're giving them time to look it up. Okay.
Come on,
fam. Name six.
I'll go Duck, given he's the North Melbourne man.
Righto, Duck. Okay. Not right. Brian again, I see.
Well, just Peter Bell, obviously,
six
is one. One of my favourites, Stuart Anderson, played in a premiership and then went to Fremantle. Mm. Gary Durke, the Prince, was another one. Chris Groom, who was there. Lee Brown was another one. Chris
All household name.
Ah, Peter Mann was another one. Yeah, in actual fact, Peter Mann and Peter Bell went back and coached Fremantle after being at North Melbourne.
And one of my all-time favourite players.
Winston Abraham.
Winnie Abraham's there's, in the top five.
There's at least six. Sinclair's another one.
Right, all right, Tuck. What
Spider
do you think?
Burton.
Spider Burton's another one.
I'll stick with that.
Nice. I heard a good story yesterday. You know Stewie Anderson, he had number six at Fremantle. Tony Modra come from Adelaide, and he wanted number six, and they nearly had a punch-up in the rooms because he wanted six. And Mods gave him, I think it was $2,000 worth of clothing, whatever his sponsor was at the time, and some new boots and new clothes to get number six at Frio.
Yeah, thank him.
Yeah, there you go. Like that?
Great story.
Really? Really?
Bill, you got it. It's pace. You've got to keep
Brendan, are you still there, Brendan?
Oh, yeah, what I do, Billy, is I tell the missus I'm going to listen to your quiz and I get 2 hours off in the afternoon.
Righto, number six. Over three seasons, Brendo.
Number six.
How many goals has Ben Brown averaged per season?
Oh, yeah.
Well, between 17, 18 and 19.
Yeah.
So what he averaged over those 3 years?
Is it nearest the pin or am I going to get it straight out?
I don't know how you're going to. That's a hard question.
You've got 3 seconds.
Multiple choice, Bill?
3 seconds 62. From now.
62.
Shit, bloody good guess. Alexia, is this... Hello, Alexia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Ah, we got a girl on the quiz.
Come on.
No, get her back.
Hello,
yes,
Bill.
We can, because we never get a girl. Can you get it back, Leroy?
No, Bill, rules.
The rules are rules,
no, Bill. Rules are rules.
The rules of the quiz are the rules.
You're sexist. Poor old Alexia, been waiting all this time. We finally get a female on.
Get her back.
Get her back.
Get her back.
Get her back. But anyway, too late now.
Anyway, do you hear about the cricket was good last night, Jim?
Yeah, Australia winning.
Yeah.
Very good.
Are we... Alexia, don't say I'm good, thanks.
What are you doing, Alexia? Yeah.
I'm just getting ready for the North game.
You're their supporter.
Oh, you're going to watch North.
Now, Alexia, do you want North to win or to lose today? Because if they lose, they might finish bottom and you might get the number one pick.
Yes, that's what we're hoping for.
Okay, now that's all we need with Alexia because she said, hello, she should go now. I can't believe you're breaking the rules.
Alexia. Well,
it is 60. I'm pretty sure 60.
Oh, no. Get her back. Ryan's there. Hello, Ryan.
Yes, hello, boys. Oh, no.
He even knew.
Don't get him back.
Hang on, that is sexy. We've got to get him back.
We're going to Pat from Geelong because he's regional Victoria. How's Geelong going, Pat?
Playing a few tiles.
But he asked you a question.
Hey, it's been raining. We've had a lot of rain in Geelong, haven't we, Patrick?
Down.
Yeah, thank you.
The kid moving.
Ben Brown averaged how many goals over three seasons, and 62 was bloody close.
63?
Yes, Paddy boy from Geelong. We're up to number... Oh, he's clapping himself.
Yes.
Number seven, what time will the Cox Plate be run this year?
Who's writing these questions?
2-1.
5:30?
Not 5:30?
No.
Oh, Eddie's there in queue. Hello, Edward.
Just watching the basketball, Bill.
What sort of basketball?
Who's winning?
Celtics are up against the Toronto Raptors.
And the Clippers ended up getting beaten today, by the
way.
Did
they? So what's that, 3-2?
Yeah, I think it is 3-2. And they were in complete control, the other mob.
Do you know the first time ever in America that there was NBA, there was NFL, there was hockey?
Well, no, it wasn't the first time. It's happened 20 times before, but it's been a rare thing, given it only happened 20 times. Bill. So if you're going to say something, make sure
well,
you're all
over. Well, I think I'm right. But
it's happened 20 times. It's not rare.
Well, it's rare if you in the question context six, of Bill. 200 years.
Come on, it's actually question seven, Damien.
It's a ridiculous quiz.
The Cox Plate, where Bruce will be calling the Cox Plate, then he calls the footy because he is the centrepiece of Channel 7. What time will it be run there, Eddie?
The Cox Plate?
No.
No idea. Oh. Sorry, Bill.
God. We've lost them, Jim.
See, no, you've lost Bill. Them.
Oh, I've nearly had enough of them myself.
Come on.
Seven. Daniel. Daniel.
I'm going to get a Magnum. Oh,
seriously.
Daniel's
just embarrassing.
Daniel Warrigal.
Just floating around town doing a few jobs.
Oh, you get around what, Warrigal what, pretty what
are
quick.
You, are you a tradie?
No, I'm just getting some photos for the house.
Oh, you're doing bank jobs then.
Righto, Daniel. The Cox Plate will be... Cox Plate will be run October 24 this year. Called by Bruce. What time-ish?
4:15.
Well done, Daniel. Here we go, Jim. Number eight is... Get around him! So Duck was very good in that. So you just got Damien and you've got Brian. Number eight. Now, you got to listen. In the 1980 film The Club, starring Jack Thompson, Graham Kennedy and John Howard, not our Prime Minister, the actor John Howard. John Howard played the role of the new recruit with a huge reputation. Name that character. Was it A, Laurie Holden, B, Jeff Haywood,
no.
Was it C, Doug Haywood, oh. Or was it D, Tank O'Donoghue?
Who's he got to choose from in the Lifeline, Bill?
Tank O'Donoghue was Renee Kink.
Well,
go with BT.
Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, gee.
Oh.
And what were the alternatives?
Laurie Holden, A.
Yeah, that could be him.
B, Jeff Haywood.
Oh, could be him too.
C, Doug Haywood.
The great Doug Haywood.
I think it's Doug.
And then it's D, Tank O'Donoghue.
It might even be Tank.
Oh, no, well, there were just a time constraint. So.
All right. I tell you what, well, I'm pretty sure yeah. I'm going to go with B.
B, Jeff Haywood.
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine, BT. That'll do.
Oh, there we go.
Nice, Brian.
See, Jim gave him a little hurry up so he gets it right this time.
Thank you, Renee Kink.
I like it.
Number nine, how many best and fairest has Matthew Pavlich won at the Dockers?
Six.
A little bit nasally.
Six.
Six. Yep.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Righto.
Who's won the most best and fairest ever?
I think Bobby Skilton won eight or nine.
Lee Matthews, I think, won eight.
Matthews won eight.
Which two teams? This is for the chocolates and the Talamade Trust Butter and Balls. Yeah. Which two teams have recorded more than 100,000 members this year, 2020?
Oh, I know this.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Richmond and West Coast.
No. Daniel Warrigal. Daniel Warrigal, well done to you.
Finally, fat.
Right.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Triple M's magnificent segment, the Saturday Rub Quiz.
IGA Liquor, have you covered this final series? Head in store and pick up your favourite beer, wine and spirits. Head to igaliquor.com.au to find your nearest store.
Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
So $100 voucher.
Yes, to IGA.
Brilliant, thanks to IGA, we love that. Now, Fat.
Yes.
Well, people answer, no interest in how they're going. Just tell us what you're doing and then answer the question. And you, I've noticed in your work a bit of padding starting to come in early.
Why?
We're not interested in that. Right? Why? So if someone says, I'm out riding the bike, well, I don't want you to go, what is it, a giant? Now, I don't care what sort of bike it is, Bill.
Brian does that. I try and get on with it, but Brian does that. He likes. He thinks he knows every bit of wood and merbu and all that.
Grass. Tractors.
So because we had Chain one floors. Nearly go for 40 minutes.
I've got a horse running 140.
So all right, so you've now got incentive to finish.
Well, if it's still going, I'm going to handball at the duck, all right?
Get going.
Very important. Let's go with Damien in Mernda, is it? No, Morgan in Richmond. Hello, Morgan.
Fat.
Just building a guitar at the moment.
Oh, good on you. What do you play? Righto, here we go. Number one.
Altawood.
Name the Essendon player who recently announced his retirement after 136 games and does drive... Down Clarendon Street, Jim.
Yes, in Ranger, in one of those Renegades.
And dating a very prominent...
With no shirt on, down Clarendon Street.
Very prominent.
Would that be Tommy Bell Chambers?
T-Bell, well done, Morgan. Great work, Morgsy.
Arm out the side, yeah. So you could see the big cannons.
Manusels.
Yeah, that's how we rolled.
Living up at Dalesford these days.
Yeah, I hear that. I see.
There's a few of them up there, the Essendon boys.
Bit different. Yeah. Different up there, Bristol.
Yeah, I ran into someone the other night, Trent Crowe. Guess where he is?
Where?
Yeah, everyone goes to Dalesford.
Yeah.
Clunes.
Oh, Bill.
Yeah. What's wrong with Clunes?
No, it's lovely. It's not the...
That's where Bobby Davis
is.
Yeah.
Is Clunes near Ceres? Is that down there?
No, Ceres is Geelong. Clunes is out Ballarat way. Right. Beautiful. No,
not great. Right.
No, Bill. What? Morgy, you're still with us, Morgy?
Yeah, still there, mate.
Combined.
Lovely Banks.
Lovely Banks is lovely. How many flags have Essendon and Melbourne won together?
Ooh.
We'll get on to this.
27.
Oh, it's not a bad guess, Morgy. There's Marcus in Narre Warren.
Just cracked open a frothy.
Good boy. How's things going out in Narre Warren way?
Not too bad. The virus is starting to hit us.
Oh, the virus is there, is it?
Well,
oh.
It's out that way. There's a bit of a cluster right
is
here.
Mm-hmm. Get hold of it, mate. Whack a fence around it.
Or is it a cluster around that Casey way, Brian?
Oh, boy.
Ring of steel it.
Yeah, this ring of steel nonsense they carry on with them. It's a fair thing if it's raining. No, there's no ring at all.
Yeah, right. How many flags have Essendon and Melbourne won there, Marky?
Is this a lifeline question?
No, it's not.
Oh, stop asking questions, mate. We'll ask the questions.
23.
No, more than 23. John's there in Hoppers Crossing. Oh, nice spot too, Hoppers. John?
John, oh, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm having a beer. I'm having a frothy, Bill.
You're whistling there. Right?
Yeah, whistling Dixie. Sorry.
Can you whistle Skippy, the tune to Skippy, the bush kangaroo?
Oh, what's going on?
What's happening, your quiz?
Yes,
that
well
was
done.
Brother Brian and Duck.
Well
take
done.
Control of your quiz.
Oh, that's my fault, isn't
yes, it?
Please, shut up.
What's your question? Oh, what?
That's not it.
Oh.
What's that?
Thought it was.
What's that, Skip?
Oh, no. So then you welcome it back. Take control.
Ask that question again, Bill. Skip. So what?
What's that, Skip?
Seriously, look.
Jim.
This is why this segment must stop.
Oh, someone's trapped under a car.
Yeah, there's been a car crash down at the gate. Is that right, eh? How many are in the car, Skip?
28.
Four, right, eh? Yes. Is anyone badly? Should we ring the Amber?
98% of our audience don't even know what Skippy is.
It's a kangaroo, Jim.
1,000 years old, are you lot?
He's a talking kangaroo.
Yeah.
And he's still alive.
Hey,
he got shot. Someone shot him.
He's still alive. Leon. No, he's not.
Leon got him.
BT thinks he's sunny.
What?
No. Fat.
Yeah.
Sunny.
This is exactly what I told you couldn't happen.
I don't know who. Morgan. We're on to John from Hoppers Crossing.
Right.
Yeah.
And what?
He got the answer.
He got the answer.
I think
20.
Question with Melbourne and Essendon combined grand finals.
How many?
28.
Yeah.
Well done.
We had
Essendon with 16 and Melbourne with 12. Thank you, John.
Yes.
Number three is a lifeline, Johnny.
Get around him!
So you got Damien up there in the old hubbing demo. You got Skippy Duck and you got Exemption Brian.
Exemptions.
I'll be obeying by the rules.
Oh, of course you will. Righto, John. Since 1978, how many Danahers have played for Essendon?
New South Wales boys.
And name them.
Bob.
Hey, Bob, you got Exemptions, you got Hub, and you got Skippy.
I go with Damo.
Hubby?
Well, there was Terry, Neil, Chris.
Well done.
What would a mental blank on the fourth one?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah, working together.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's the four.
Tunnels.
You work for Anthony.
I do. I work for Danaher's.
Oh, the cleaning. You're cleaning stuff?
Yeah, I'm a facility manager.
There's going to be a few more, though, aren't there?
Yeah, there's more than four.
So we've got
there's
four.
Be more than four. But, there's the brothers.
Go.
Yep. No, you should have taken me, mate.
Should have taken me, mate. I know this.
I'm a North Melbourne supporter too, mate.
You've also got Darcy as well.
So what do you got?
Darcy.
All right. Yeah. Now, let's go back to John. What do you got, John?
You finished?
We're going six. Six.
Finished yet?
Yeah, he's finished.
Six. Well,
I go with Damo.
Well,
wrong.
No, yeah. Wrong.
Thank you.
No, it's not. Six no, is God. Right. So you got
right, BT.
Terry, Neil, Anthony,
Chris, Darcy and Joe.
Chris, Darcy and Joe. Yes, exactly. There you go. Well done, John.
He didn't do all those.
No worries.
Replay. I think he missed Joe, didn't he?
He missed one.
No,
missed
Damien went six. With it.
Yeah. Replay it.
Right, add number four, add the following jumper numbers, okay? Put them together. What does it equal? McDonald, Tip and Woody now, Michael Hurley and Jakey Stringer. And you got 3 seconds, John.
Jeez.
Oh, no one will get this.
What 42.
Involves maths.
42? No, you're way out. Jakey's there in Northcote now.
What number's McDonald, Tip and Woody?
Shut up.
I'm watching the basketball.
Oh, the
Lakers are thrashing Denver.
Yeah, they're running away with it, looks like.
Thanks, Jake. Yep.
All right, so the question.
They're three player jumper numbers of Tip and Woody, Michael Hurley, Jake Stringer. What's it equal? Oh, listen to Jake.
If anyone gets this, they're feeling that's enough time.
Timing there.
What?
Oh, yeah. See, we can't. They're adding them up, Jim, and they're looking at them.
Well, that's what you've got to do.
That's what you've got to do if you want to get the answer.
But they're looking them up on right, on the this. Net.
Yeah. It's a maths question.
Damien,
add them up.
Damien in Ainsbury?
Yeah, that'll do.
Mernda, boys.
Mernda is fat.
Oh, yeah, out near Doreen now.
Mernda.
I used to go to the Mernda market all the time, buy a little piggy or chook or something.
Buy a pig, did you?
Yeah.
Piggy.
Fantastic out there.
What did you do with the pig?
Took it home and bred more pigs.
And ate it.
Yeah.
Right.
Used to feed people to it.
Had the following numbers. Tip and Woody, Michael Hurley,
I've
Jake Stringer, Damien
it.
From Mernda.
I'll go with Duck, eh?
Well, it's not a
lifeline.
Not a lifeline, not
a lifeline.
Lifeline
mate.
You've got to add it up, Damo.
Sort this out yourself. Don't think
he's got it. He's got it.
No, but it's not a lifeline, Damien. Mate.
Nobody cares.
He's
about
blown
it.
Up, Bill.
Oh no! This seriously, yeah. Bill. This is a train wreck.
They're starting to answer
is it
back
one,
for you, Bill.
Is it 140 yet? No, hang on, Duck.
No respect for you, Bill.
None.
All right, next one, Bill.
Damien in Ainsbury this time. G'day, Damo.
Yeah, mowed the lawn, had a run, had a shave, now having a frothy.
You've done none of that, Damien. But anyway, Tip and Woody, Michael Hurley, Jake Stringer. What's that add up to?
Got to be 84.
Oh,
nearly. Oh, just man. A couple.
Is this Rob back, is it?
Off.
From Hoppers. Is that you again, Rob?
No. Rob, I've just mowed the lawns and having a beer. Yeah.
You can barely talk.
A lot of people are mowing lawns and having frothies
well,
out
it's
there.
Beautiful weather.
Rob, do you know the total of Tip and Woody, Hurley and Stringer?
Complete guess, mate. 105.
Oh, wow. Just a bad luck, Rob.
The last bloke was 84 and he was not far off.
Righto, Jack's there in Geelong. Oh, beautiful down there. Pubs are open, coffee shops. Jackie boy?
Just here picking up lunch, Bill.
Yeah, they are. Yep, man, it's all good. Where are you lunching today, yeah. Paco?
No, it's down in Leopold.
I tell you what you talk about packing the streets long. Every time I drive down there, it's like bloody grass blowing up the street. There's nothing open. There's
Jim
about
loves
two cafes and nothing there.
Well, everything's open now because it's all been closed,
I know,
Brian.
But there's nothing there, Bill. It's like three buildings in Packington Street.
Jim loves it.
Do you get the numbers? Tip and Woody, Hurley and Jake Stringer.
Is it 86, Bill?
Yes, yeah, well done. Yeah. Well done, Jackie.
What question are you up to?
Five.
We're going to have to go to a break.
No! I've got momentum.
Does it happen?
I've got momentum.
It takes you a whole segment to do five questions.
Well, let's have an 11-minute break because I can't come back.
No, you'll be coming back and sucked in. We got Fat here trying to run a quiz and making a horrible hash of it. We got Purple up in Queensland just on a screen looking weird. We got Bristle here with no shoes on. And we got Duck here with virtually no clothes on.
Well, Duck, you're very short shorts. Something will fall
they're
out
not
there.
Short.
Mm. All right. So, Fat, you're halfway through a quiz. You've taken 15 minutes to get to this point.
And we got Jack in Geelong. Welcome back, Jack. This is a lifeline.
Get around him!
We've used Damien, so you've got exemptions or you got Skippy, okay? There have been three players to have played 300-plus games wearing the number six. Name them, Jack. You got Brian or Duck or yourself?
I'll go with Duck.
Well, yes, you can. Yes, Brian's left to last.
Every time.
I know.
Okay, well,
right.
I know, well, first and foremost, that the guy that's just retired, Cade Simpson.
Cade.
Has played over 300.
He will, 341 at the minute.
One of my favourite, the smiling assassin, Brad Johnson, from the Bulldogs.
355.
Played, he did. And the other one was...
Interesting, this one.
The other one was...
Get on with it, Doug.
Luke Power.
No, that's right. He's got one of those wrong, so I wouldn't
Luke
take...
Power for yeah. Brisbane.
He's got one of them wrong, so...
Played over 300.
All right, oh, Jack, what do you think?
I'll go with Duck, please.
Oh. Oh. Luke Power played 302.
Yeah.
Good play.
Nice.
Yeah,
very good get.
Good question.
Good get, Duck.
Good question that, Jack, wasn't it?
Oh, well, this next one.
Yep.
Next two is a bit...
How do you know the questions?
Because I've just heard that something's popping up.
Number six. How many times did Melbourne play finals in the seven seasons coached by John Northey between 86 and 92?
Gee, I reckon a lot.
Seven seasons coached by John Northey. How many times? Oh, bad luck, Jack. Oh, Geelong. Yeah. Seb's there.
One off.
Seb in Port Melbourne. Sebastian?
Hey, just...
Oh,
oh, that was...
He said, hey, which is a short form of hello.
Hello, and you're not allowed to do that.
Hey.
I said, what do horses eat? poor Seb. Sam in Tarang. He's in the country. Oh, it'll be nice out there. Fresh air. Sammy?
Yeah, just on the Kubota in the backyard, Bill.
Oh, the Kubota. Good.
We went down to Tarang and Bill milked the cow and actually took a shot in the face. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. He pointed the teat at himself purple and the milk sprayed all over his face.
We were there, Luke, weren't we? It was a good look. Do you know where we were, Sam? What dairy we were at?
Oh, well, you're at Dave Canady's Dairy in Nurt.
Yep, that's it.
Sounds right.
What do you got? You got on the farm. You got Deria, farmer?
Deria. Yeah.
Deria.
Yeah, on the dairy out here, milking some cows. Got the Kubota tractors here.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Sammy. Number six, how many times did Melbourne play finals in the seven seasons coached by John Northey between 86 and 92 now?
86 and 92, they would have played in seven times.
No, there was only he only coached for 7 years. Luke's there in Essendon. Hello, Luke.
Yep.
Luke.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I'm at work.
Well, you can't hear, or what's going on?
What are you sorry about?
It's a bit windy out here in Essendon.
Yeah, it is. Righto, mate. How many times, John Northey?
Whatever
six.
It was.
No, not six. Craig and Mornington, we're getting through them. This is good. They've been waiting. Look, a lot of callers. Craig?
Yeah, just reflecting on my golf career at Mornington Golf Club, mate.
Oh, just had a bad round?
Not allowed to play.
Oh.
No golf at the moment.
Sorry, down in Geelong you can.
Reflecting.
Okay, Craig. Melbourne played in how many finals under John Northey? He coached for 7 years.
That'd be four, Bill.
No, it's not. Oh, he's old Kleiny. Calvin.
Sorted out my socks drawer and have just done the dishes, and that's five times.
Five?
Yes.
Oh, well done, mate. Good boy. Number seven. How many minutes did Gary Ablett Sr.'s YouTube video last? Oh, who put this in?
27.
Oh! 27 minutes and 38 seconds.
Yeah, well done.
And he spoke well, didn't he, Gary
Sr.? Yeah, he was sharp. He's got a job. He could easily be, if he wanted to go into the preaching side of things, he would be great. I'd go and listen.
We should get him on.
You should. Give him a ring.
Well, we spoke to him, didn't we, Duck?
Yeah,
we did ask him, but he said no.
No.
He was actually working. He was doing some work.
Delivering some.
Oh, well, whatever he was doing, he was working, yes. Number eight is a lifeline. Get around him! And you've only got told last kid in line, old Fatty Bryant.
Hey.
Oh, Damo. 140 yet? All quickly getting in the barriers. Hurry up, let's answer these. Which player has kicked the most number of goals with 422 majors wearing number 33? A, Jeff Farmer. B, Brett Allison. Fruity. C, Philip Matera. Or D, David Cloke.
Now, it's a lifeline if you want to use me.
If you want to use Brian.
I would like to use Mr. Taylor, former Nicabella's attendee.
Oh, hello, Bruce.
Nicabellas.
Nicabellas.
I smacked in the chop at Nicabellas on the way out one night.
You got the clip on the way out.
G.O. was the power broker at Richmond. He thought he's getting just a little carried away
ahead of himself, this young man.
Just on the way out. If Mickey Hamill, who was the security guard, could just give him a clip on the way out.
And?
Bang.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. I just got a clip.
Soft.
But anyway, so you're using me. David Cloak played 333 games.
Yeah.
So he's the obvious one to me to be right.
And kicked 8 in his last game or something.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing player. And now, that could be right.
Turn down your phone, Doug.
What was the question again?
Oh, who's kicked the most number of goals in the number 33?
I would have thought.
So the games don't mean anything, BT?
Well, no, but given the fact he's played 333, he would have kicked a lot, is my point of the amount of games, Damo. Having said that, I think it could be Jeff Farmer.
Right.
I think you're right there, Brian. I'll go with you.
Yes.
Well done, Brian. Good work, Brian. Righto, let's get going. Number 9.
Who was second out of that?
I don't know. Fred Fanning holds the record for the most number of goals kicked in a game with how many, and which club did he play for? How many goals did he kick in which club?
18 for Melbourne versus St Kilda in 1947 at the Junction Oval. I'm a St Kilda supporter.
Jeez, listen, he's all right, this bloke, Calvin. He kicked, in his last two games, he kicked 10 and 18. Kicked 28 goals in his last two games. Just push it up a little bit more, Crystal. And the last one, Essendon's last finals win was back in 2004. Against whom?
Melbourne.
Oh, bang, too good. $100 IGA liquor voucher.
Thank you.
Oh, no good here. Oh.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, gentlemen.
Well done.
Enough, Calvin.
Shut up. The footy's on Triple M. Triple M rocks footy.